bien. Good evening. Good evening. We can start with Pasuk 263 in section 34 of the Parasha of Noah from the Zohar, from the Sulam commentary. And I will start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kud Shabarichu Ishkin David, Hilu Urhimu, Hilu Urhilu Urhimu. Leakta l'shem yud he bovad he, v'yehuda shalim b'shem klo Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah. V'ayehino amadunai Elohino aleinu ma'asei adenu k'nonei aleinu ma'asei adenu k'noneihu. Ko hamula k'tol ma'chaneh b'k'tol ma'ashar yata. Kadisha kad mitcha biran kol chelin ilain leela umay amre kadosh 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 Adonai tzevaot melo kol haaretz kivodo achadru ledaron amru kadosh Achadru l'tzafon, amru kadosh, achadru l'mizrach, amru kadosh, achadru l'marav, amru baruch. The words, the noise of commotion, as the noise of a host, signifies the noise of the holy camp with its supernal armies assembled on high. He asks, and what is supernal armies assembled on high? And he asks, and what do they say? And he answers, they say, holy, holy, holy is Hashem Tzevaot. The whole earth is full of his glory. They face south and say holy. Then they say face north and say holy. Then they face east and say holy. And then they face west and say blessed. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Why blessed to the west? And not Kadosh.
Well, the west, where does the sun set?
Okay, the west.
It sets in the west. What is the meaning of the sun setting in the mess in the west? Remember, the west, when the sun sets, it's an indication that Chesed has been relieved and Givurah has now entered and taken control.
Right, okay.
Now, holy is a right column. The west, being Malchut, is left column unless it has been moved to the center. If you say holy in the west, there's no flow. The three holies, holy, 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 has to flow into Malchut, into the west. How does that flow take place? Through blessings. The holy, holy, holy represents Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet in a unified whole. But now it has to flow into Malchut, and that requires the flow of blessings.
So the blessings come from Yesod?
The blessing comes from Yesod. The blessings come from the three columns, from the right, which is the south, from the left, which is the north, and from the east, which is the central column. They are coming together saying, holy, holy, holy.
Right. And it flows down into the Sod, into Malchut?
Correct, which is the west.
Okay.
Any other questions?
I guess the army of what was it stated? Army of angels, I guess, angels that are praising God's glory in the heavens through Zeron and through to Malchut. I guess it's the
they're camps of angels,
right?
What is the purpose of an angel? The word angel, malach, in Hebrew means a messenger.
Right.
And Hashem has created these myriads, these many different groups of angels, different species, different aspects, and they stand praising Hashem. Each one is saying the same thing, but it's not the same thing because it's coming from a different direction.
Right.
It's like Chesed, are all Sephirot. So they're all the same thing, but they're not.
Right.
And the angels are praising Hashem with the word holy.
And why do they use holy? Why that particular word?
Well, we learn in the Torah, it says that I am Hashem. You will be holy because I am holy. And the soul is carved out of Hashem. soul is part of Hashem, because the essence of Hashem is holiness. What is holiness? The left column needs to be purified. But then something comes from outside and elevates the purified state to the right column where it becomes holy. All of our religious lives, we've heard the word of holiness. Be holy. But most of us never ask the question, what is the real meaning of holiness? What does it mean to be holy? And a simple explanation, to be holy means to do the right thing. To do the right thing in the right place, in the right time, in the right action, with the right consciousness. Those are the four levels that makes something holy. We could just as easily say, just do the right thing. That's what holiness means. But can you do the right action at the right time, in the right place, with the right kavanah, and that, does that make you perfect?
At that moment, possibly. That splitting second, possibly.
And but that is one of the understandings of what holiness means. Hashem said, I am holy, you shall be holy because I am holy.
But we don't always maintain that.
No, we don't stay there, because the next time we don't do the right action, or we don't do it in the right place, or we don't do it at the right time.
Right. Right, because we're not quite sure. Sometimes we're not sure if we're in the right place. We're not sure if we're in the right place or the right time. You know?
Correct. But if you are holy, if you are connected to holiness, you're always doing the right thing at the right time, in the right place, with the right consciousness. That's what it means to be holy.
Could you consider this teaching that we do daily, being at the right time, at the right conscious, the right place, and the right thing to do? If you consider your students
There's no guarantee, because sometimes I may be tired, or you may be tired, or your consciousness is split because you're doing a chore at home, or the study that you're doing has a consciousness of wanting to receive some goodness from Hashem, so you're doing the mitzvah. It's hard to maintain the proper consciousness. It's hard to do the right action at the right time in the right place. But we strive to do it. That's what these classes are doing. We're striving to do it. And when we don't succeed, we're cleansing some aspect. Maybe we didn't do the right action or the right consciousness, but we did the other three things correctly. So there was some portion of cleansing.
Would you call that merits? Would you call that banking up the merits? Or
being
if we only get two?
Being married is a step towards holiness. Because the process of bringing children requires that the sperm be injected, for lack of a better term, injected into a proper vessel, a holy vessel. It's very difficult to maintain the consciousness of bringing holy children for the benefit of the souls of those children. It's hard to maintain that consciousness at the moment of an orgasm. But if the effort is made, you are doing some aspect of cleansing at a minimum, and you're elevating certain things to holiness.
How would you know if you are in that moment conscious? Same, you know, that perfect scenario. How would you know? You really don't.
No, you don't. But you keep trying.
Right. Only Hashem knows at that point, right?
That's why it's said that to bring a child into the world requires a father, a mother, and Hashem. It takes three components. We always think it's only two. But I've said this before, but we've all seen the movies that show the sperm surrounding the egg and striving to break through the barrier of the egg. And which sperm gets in? That's up to Hashem. And and he bases that on the consciousness of the father and the mother at the moment of conception. Being married is a step towards holiness. Being married is a difficult process, a difficult situation. Because if everything is perfect, if I'm the only person in the world, nobody's irritating me. Nobody's bothering me. But that's not the way the system is created. It's created that we will irritate each other in our marriages, and that irritation is how we show our love. That irritation is how we change, how we motivate our partner to change. I joke about it that the perfect Kabbalistic marriage is taming of the shrew. Because if the husband isn't doing his spiritual work, then the shrew is the perfect wife to motivate him to change. Now, nobody wants to be married to a shrew or the opposite, the male form of a shrew.
Ruby.
But it's holiness is marriage. Marriage is holiness. Only if we work at it. That's why the angels are praising God for creating holiness. The verse in Isaiah says, "Holy, holy, holy, Adonai Tzivaot." Holy on the right, holy on the left, holy in the center. Holy on the south, holy on the north, holy on the east. is the army of Hashem. Adonai Tzevaot translates, one of the ways it's translated is the army of Hashem. But what is an army? What's the purpose of an army? What is it, who or what is it fighting?
Well, it's fighting the...
It's fighting the desire to receive for oneself alone.
Yeah, right.
It's fighting an angel that comes from the north when my nature is to come from the south.
Mm-hmm. Well...
But the angel that comes from the north is necessary to elevate the angel that comes from the south.
Okay, that was my question, my next question. Because the right side is holy, the left side has negative attributes in it, with the middle is the balance between the two. So, okay. Because the left side is singing Kadosh, 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 along with the right side and the middle.
Correct. All three are saying holy.
Right.
All three are saying Kadosh. And
mm-hmm.
you don't get the three without all three, one after the other.
So they're actually elevating each other?
The word is the same. The word is Kadosh.
Mm-hmm.
But it's different because it's coming from a different direction. You got up this morning. You got dressed this morning. You went to work this morning. And tomorrow you're going to do the same thing. What's the difference between the 2 days? They're the same day.
Fine.
You're doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But are you doing the same thing, or you're doing the same thing based on a different energy because it's a different day? Because the paper you picked up, the question you answered, they're different. So your work is different. But your work is about serving Hashem. He tells a man, lay the tefillin every day, except Shabbat and holidays. Lay the tefillin. I've laid the tefillin X number of days. Why do I still have to keep laying the tefillin? Because every time I lay the tefillin, I'm cleansing some aspect of myself. Because each day brings a different aspect of what and who I am. Remember, the creation is recreated every instant. And all those instances formed into a day.
Anak?
Yes,
Anak?
Ruby.
Do the days follow the order of the Sephirot?
Yes. Except that they're limited. They're limited in a sense, they're limited to the seven Sephirot of the 7 days of the week. But in truth, they're not limited, because Shabbat has three Sephirot of its own. It has the upper three. So Shabbat represents the seventh, but it also represents the eighth, ninth, and tenth.
Okay.
if you have a day that doesn't have seven sephirot, it's not correct. It's not complete. Your service of Hashem that day, what do you need to do? You need to pray to Him. You need to bless Him. You need to bless other people. If you don't do these positive actions in the right way, at the right time, in the right place, with the right kavanah, then you have created a day, you have fulfilled the day with light, but the light is, that day is not fulfilled totally with the correct light. That's what the understanding of the day, 8 days of Hanukkah, are all about. The proper light, the light of a particular sephirah, has to go into the vessel of a particular day. The light of Keter has to go into the vessel of Keter. It's not Keter, it's the light of Bina has to go into the light of Bina. The light of Malchut has to go into the vessel of Malchut. And that's why the first night of Hanukkah, day one, and the last night of Hanukkah, day eight, are called different aspects. Day eight represents Zot Hanukkah. This is Hanukkah. The other 7 days are not Hanukkah. There's something less than Hanukkah. They're building the Hanukkah. They're necessary for Hanukkah. But they're not yet Hanukkah until day eight. A marriage isn't holy until it's brought two children. Marriage isn't holy until it has the love that brought you together into marriage has grown into something stronger, more powerful, more special. There's a couple in my building that we eat dinner in the same room while every night. They've been married 65 years.
Oh.
That's rare.
That's beautiful.
It is beautiful, and it's beautiful to observe them as they argue. Because that's how they express their life. He asks a question, she answers it, and he can't hear the answer, so he gets upset with her. But that's part of aging. It's part of the life. It's part of the life experience of 65 years together. It's part of the children and the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren that they have together.
They still hold hands?
Yes, they do. They do still hold hands. Except that she's in an electric wheelchair and he has to walk with a cane. And she can't control the electric wheelchair speed to be slow enough for him. So they hold out hands, for instance. For an instant, and then they have to separate, and then they hold hands again. It's beautiful to watch. Mm-hmm. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all part of life experience. So this is we're out of time. We'll do verse 264 tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you,
Hana.
Shalom to you.
Shalom.
Have a beautiful evening.
We count the Omer at 7 o'clock West Coast time, and we'll also continue the classes on the Kedusha, the Sharei Kedusha, the gates of holiness. Shalom.
Shalom.